Is that you were supposed to be here, and then it was an hour and a half later, and then you're like, "Oh, I'm leaving now." You said you were leaving an hour and a half ago.
How did it get to this point?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm into it because I wasn't doing anything except listening.
Keep it going. Yeah, me too. We can just shut up.
That is not very smart, though. You tweet some stupid shit.
What's he say?
Why? What do I say?
Some of your shit is just like. Let's go. You try to coin phrases all the time.
Because they're mine.
Not one has been coined yet.
Bullshit. They're like, fire not, was mine.
They have to be reused.
Clean out your desk was mine.
They have to be reused to be coined.
I'm choking on my cigarette.
I'm saying.
Let me read one of your recent tweets.
Read one.
Production 13.
At least I tweet. You don't even follow anybody except for Bam and CKY.
What else is
fucking Allegiance or whatever. Alliance. I don't know.
That's what I care about.
So that means you're going on to read my tweets and you don't even go to your followers.
I'm fucking lurking.
You turn around. You are. You're a fucking lurker.
I am.
You're lurking in the
Big
background.
Big deal. That's the whole fucking rest of our smart Americans not fucking bragging about stupid shit that you're going to be embarrassed the fuck of. Like, you're going to grow up and realize what a moron you were.
I mean,
reading them tweets. I'm so high. I'm fizzled or whatever you say.
Swazzled. These are all my own words.
I just woke up today and I got high.
No, I said I'm smoking like a tailpipe or something. Something quick and witty. That's mine.
That's some intelligent
shit.
I'm high. I smoked the piff. I'm swazzled.
Swazzled.
I drank vodka.
Drinking vodka. What do you tweet?
Drinking vodka.
What do you tweet?
I just tweet. That's what I tweet.
What's the difference? A bang rang fresh blunt.
Exactly.
My tweets are.
But who cares if you did or not? They weren't there to be with you while you were doing it.
Because that's what you do with a tweet. That's what
you show off that you have one of the cheapest drugs in America.
Yeah, actually, weed. It's like fucking $20 a gram, and it lasts for one blunt. And you're only high. You're only high for about 5 minutes.
It's like, weed. I got stoned.
Yeah. Yeah, I did get stoned.
I can't take this, dude. I'm going to come in my pants. I'm so happy.
Chad, fist fights, blood, gunshots on the street.
Oh, that's boring.
What the fuck?
Fist fights, blood, and gunshots.
What, were you out there dodging the bullets?
Actually, we were dodging the bullets.
Dude, we actually were. And then I was so drunk that I wanted to go back to see what all the fuss was about. And Chad was like, "Are you out of your mind? We're going to the hotel."
Yeah, he just got beat up. And then
see, that's
we're
a
leaving
good
that.
Tweet. I'm stoned at BAM. That's boring.
I'm in Australia.
Gunshots happened to me and BAM ran.
What
entertainment?
Yeah, what a fucking
tweet. BAM's all stoned again when I woke up.
You compare my tweet of that to
well,
your
that's
tweet
the, that's
of
just
I'm
the one
high.
I found.
I woke up at 10 a.m. and smoked.
Another day off
blunt.
In Sydney.
Enjoy.
Any ideas, anyone? Maddie J looking for weed. Oh, that was
oh,
one of
yeah.
your... Oh, so you're tweeting
that's
that
looking
Maddie
for
J.
weed. That okay. has a result. I didn't just smoke it and then say, I just smoked it.
Let me send it out on the internet. I'm looking for weed. Why don't you call
yeah,
someone?
I needed some. I was in fucking Sydney, dude.
That's
the fuck am I calling?
It isn't illegal to smoke weed. It's illegal to buy weed.
But you know what, Chad?
I'm
right.
just saying.
Looking for,
I didn't ask to buy it. I asked to get it for free.
I have to full-blown agree with Chad on this one.
I agree with Chad,
he's in Australia in Adelaide. Gunshots happen. I get knocked out for 5 minutes and then we run. That's a good tweet.
Yeah.
Waking up and puffing another blunt is not a good tweet.
But you know,
I'm a rapper. I'm smoking a blunt and then I'm going to rap. It says, lighting up a pip blunt, throwing on some Skrillex about to fertilize this dubstep track.
Nobody reads it back like you just said it anyway.
Well, no shit. You know, nobody ever said I was the best. And you only get 146 characters. But
you might rap your tweets, but we're not rapping them back when we read them.
I get it, but I mean, like, at the end of the day, if I'm lighting up a blunt and saying I'm about to hit up this Skrillex beat and murder it, you're like, Chad's just sitting there lurking at
I
all
just fucked this girl's cunt. No, you gotta read it like, I just lit up a blunt and I fucked some girl's cunt.
Yep.
Well, we don't read it like that. We read it the way that we saw
Chad
it.
Chad never tweets. He tweets about nothing.
You're lucky. I could tweet about this. I could just
you should.
Point out how dumb your tweets are.
Oh, cool. And then I'll retweet
I'll tweet how dumb your tweets are.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't get involved, dude. I don't have a Facebook.
I agree with Chad. He had a point. Maddie J looking for weed, which introduces a story to finding weed.
Yeah.
Maybe got locked up in a Mexican prison, held by Jamaicans for ransom. Like, there's a story behind looking for weed. You think what I'm saying?
That would be a good tweet.
Smoking a blunt is just you high staring at the wall. Boring.
Dude, Cleveland all day long just tweets
day.
About what he might think about maybe doing.
I might
damn, it's a nice day out today. I might think about maybe hitting up the gym, probably, or maybe even just sign up to get a membership to go to the gym some other day.
But you know what? My pal just called me to go have lunch at Gennardi, so I'm going to eat a cheese.
Cleveland has a lot of followers on his Twitter.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Because he's always
Bam.
Tweeting.
No, thanks to Bam is why
he's thanks
following.
To Bam a lot. Because Bam doesn't tweet, and people want to see where Bam's at, so they read Ryan's.
Free Cleveland.
That's how I find out if Bam's in town or anything.
You just wait for his.
Even if Cleveland's not hanging out with Bam, he knows he's typing something about him.
I'll prove a point right now.
He told CJ the other night that he wasn't going to come out.
Cleveland
was
texted everything from if he's cutting his toenails or jerking off or wiping his ass on Bam's house, right? All day, every day. As soon as he moves out, have you read one tweet about him moving into a new place?
Oh, he doesn't tell anybody he's moved
because
out.
No, yeah. But he tweeted about how he bought
house.
He bought his roommate that lived there, the heroin addict, a $500 ticket over to L.A. so he could see his family.
Give me my $501 fucking dollars.
He paid for somebody's airline ticket to get to L.A. and didn't pay him.
Are you calling him again?
I want my. You know, he's buying a ticket for some random faggot. I want my money. I'll go fight him right now. Over
well, the dude was the dude
your
probably
tweet,
did need to get there. He deserved it.
Twitter.
Yo, I'm looking at it. What do you want to hear?
I want to.
It says four dudes just rushed our bus and I beat the shit out of them. Blunt in hand. It says four dudes just rushed the bus and I crushed them.
Yeah. Who are you in competition with?
I'm not in competition with anybody. You're been at my day for a few days. About to give birth to a new dubstep track. At the note, phone party.
Tweeting
party.
About beating someone up is something's fucking wrong about that.
Well, it was because right before we went
beat someone up
like
in New Orleans
Twitter?
On New Orleans on the way to the
That's
show. I beat the shit out of two people at the same time
Good
that tried
job.
To jump in our thing, and Novak and Bam were there. I beat
Court
the
case.
Shit. I ripped the dude's plug out of his ear.
Part.
It was a 2-inch plug. I ripped it right out of his ear as he dives in to punch me, and I wrapped his shirt around his face and beat it to a bloody pulp.
I don't believe a bloody
to a beat.
Yo, I broke his face.
You pulled the earring out, but there was no bloody pulp.
I wrapped his shirt around his face, didn't you?
There was no bloody pulp.
The kid who quit his job at the hotel. The kid that quit his job at the hotel said that I broke his nose and his ear was ripped completely. So, and that was when you were sitting.
I'll make the clip.
Watch your skin, watch your mirror. Fuck your bitch, legalize murder.
Can I tell a great story?
What about the foursome we had last night?
I was gonna go there. Can I?
You can do whatever you want.
You know what? You can. I have nothing to lose. So I'm just gonna.
You have a hot girlfriend to lose.
But I'm not. This is no cheating story. This is about being in love. Yeah. My girlfriend, Apple, has recently became lesbian, a.k.a. bisexual. The night before...
Kind of like me.
I'll suck a dick with the price. You know, I'll suck a dick for a good time. But... Apple's in my house. This girl... My this tweets. Girl...
Crest's mind is boggled right now.
I'll suck your dick, fat. Come here, buddy. No, I didn't say fat. Crest, you're my pal. You're my right hand.
Yeah.
But...
Mine was so good.
So... Mohawk wants to have a threesome the other night. He gets all pissed off because the girl won't. And he
that's not even what happened.
And he went to a church.
That's what I heard.
All right,
I heard you're all drunk at 4 in the morning and mad. And then
I love
Apple
that it turns
has
around
threesome.
On me because I got hit.
And then
that.
You got mad and then you went to a church and tried to talk to some.
I was bored.
Yeah, you were bored because you were
bored enough
your
to walk to my fucking house and I'm not even home.
Well, that's when I thought the cops were after me.
Were you on cocaine, you paranoid idiot?
No, I was fucking wasted out of my mind.
Alcohol doesn't make you that paranoid.
I've seen you do it.
Cocaine. Remember when we were in this radio room? Tell the story.
Which one?
When you, I thought you were going to stab me. You wouldn't listen to music in the radio room.
I don't even think this could be talked about.
How did you change from the threesome story to
this? Yeah, go back to the good part of the story.
You're right,
In between stations.
Wait.
What?
What's that magazine called with, like, the band reviews? Rolling Stoned?
Yeah.
Me after a piff blunt.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, dude.
That's clever?
Yeah, how the fuck
Rolling
is that
Stone? It's probably what the fucking magazine's named after. is fucking smoking weed. Everybody in the 60s smoked the fucking weed. You're fucking
that's
clever
what,
with this.
So you're literally trying to take my cleverness
What's
and give it
to
the magazine.
Called with, yeah, like, the band reviews?
Yeah.
Rolling Stoned?
Yeah.
Me after a piff blunt.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean,
what's lame, dude?
If I was a girl, you'd be the last person I want to fuck.
Right?
That
Lackey Annie, that's my lackey. Coming from Chad. Lackey Annie, that's my lackey.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, it's right here. That's
I know who that is.
Oh,
dude.
Great. Yeah, because that everybody wants to read that.
They want to read that I'm...
They want to see. They want to know who you're
my clever
so
anecdotes about the word stoned.
Just woke up and stoned again. Oh, I can't wait to date this
nice,
guy.
Fat, nice, nice, fat blunt. Sitting high. You can climb up and see me if you want.
Yes. How is that not clever?
It might be clever when you're fucking
you know
stoned,
what?
But it's
I love
stupid
production.
When you're not.
That is I love production, but if he says, how is that not clever, he deserves to be in the backyard shot.
Sitting.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Novak tried to use one of my phrases, and it says, man, I feel like a pack of quarters with all the change that's going on around here. He turned around and tweeted, I feel like a pack of quarters with everything that's going on around here.
I fucked up typing it.
You're an idiot.
he fucked up.
But.
Hold on. And as you guys are talking shit about my clever little quip.
Why don't you just make like a tree and get out of here,
fucking
Novak.
Him up. Are you serious? You fuck up a quote that was mine as you're trying to make fun of my little
make
quip.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
One. Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
repeat that one more time with this dude?
If the bunt goes out while you are hitting it, skip turn or completion of rotation. Blunt rules.
Man, where do I sign up to date this guy? He sounds like a ball of energy.
As you just said, as you were jerking off Barbara, where do I sign up to date him?
Yeah, well, look at my girlfriend.
Yeah, she was in bed with another girl while you're jerking Barbara off while he's sleeping,
and
pervert.
And I still came on her ass. I still win. Who'd you fuck? No
Who'd I fuck?
You fucked a blunt, you idiot.
actually, I got this. the last
Go
girl.
Fuck a Philly blunt, faggot. I fuck her pussy every night and I come.
Well, great.
What do you fuck?
Nothing that you fucked because
you
that means I've got Hep C.
You know the key word is nothing because that's what you fuck. Nothing.
What?
When did you fuck last? Tell me. Right
the last girl
now.
If I was a girl, got dude, in an accident.
All
on the
I'm
way
saying,
here.
If I was a girl, the last thing that I really like this production guy. Let me read what he's tweeting about. Just woke up looking for a fresh blunt to pack. I'd be like, never mind. I don't like him anymore.
I'd rather hang out with somebody that's smoking blunts and say, oh, I couldn't see nothing. I was
purple
so wasted.
Weed I, just
I don't
found.
Even remember that last night. Oh, I was so wasted. I sat down. Oh, I was blacked out
you
drunk.
You know what?
Production, let's get blacked out drunk tonight.
Because
I want to remember it. Let me smoke a blunt, be sober, watch you act like an idiot and entertain me, and then I'll clean it up afterwards.
Carry
right?
on,
I'm
boy.
Still awake.
Me and Chrissy just smoked a fat blunt.
Why does
okay, we're all friends with production. Do we all care that he
production.
Smoked a blunt with Chrissy
no.
when we go and check out his Twitter?
Well, then stop checking out my Twitter.
I'm trying to see what you're up to,
stop
but it doesn't change.
Stop tweeting it.
Stop tweeting it.
I'm going to tweet about smoking weed.
Do you care that
I
he
do.
Smoked a fat blunt with Christina?
Not if he's not
Cresta.
Caring, no.
Cresta.
Abby, do you care if he smoked a fat blunt with Christy?
Out. Do you care he smokes weed with
no one cares. And we're all your good friends.
And I love you.
So your other friends who are your
that's
Facebook
why I'm mad,
friends,
because
how do they care?
I'm trying to
okay,
check how
cool,
you are.
Cool, cool.
What's
how about this
up?
One? Gross, I bet that bitch over there is laying Easter eggs in the bathroom. Easter eggs? Alright, you gonna give me a
is that new?
Not
I
even
plus
Easter
one?
Yet.
That's alright.
Easter eggs. Come on. Easter
I
eggs.
I was in prison last year.
Funny but not timely.
Well, I'm just saying.
This Easter I'll be in Avalon on saying. The beach living it up. You wanna come?
This your story?
Avalon.
I don't know where I'll be.
We have a beach house. I bought one on your credit card.
so technically you're there.
Carry on.
Yeah, because that'll make me want to follow Brandon Novak.
You know what? I
got a hot ass girl.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I don't want anyone to follow me. And by me saying, fuck off, don't follow me, I'll get more than I smoked a blunt follow me. Right or wrong?
You might actually get a lot more if you're like, yo, I just smoked a blunt.
No, I won't.
Novak does have a lot more than you. He's got like 47,000 or something.
If you follow me, fuck off and die. I bet you I have 87,000 tomorrow because of that comment.
That probably ain't.
If I said, I smoked a blunt, follow me, I'll lose followers.
No, they would retweet dude, that. Be like, yo, follow that smoke.
They'll retweet follow, it in Productions follow, Rap World, which is good. But you know. I love you, buddy. But come on, man. Get with the times, bro.
Get with the times. Smoking weed's cool.
Didn't some chick, you were like hitting on this chick, and then she replied, are you a rapper? Ha, ha, ha. That's so funny.
Do you have it?
Like she found out you were a rapper and then like just started laughing at you, and it was like off.
What's even funnier is the fact that in my bio, it says I'm a rapper.
Why is saying you're a rapper like a diss?
I don't know.
It was to her. She thought it was
funny. But production is a good rapper.
I am the fucking best.
Hannah's first subject on his MySpace.
You're
like,
a good rapper, but she does not like rap.
Hobbies. Food is the first thing
you're
you
lying.
Write.
You swear to God.
I swear to God. His first thing, hobbies.
Are you serious?
Food.
You swear on your life.
Exactly.
Food.
Cleveland?
No.
Hannah.
No. The hobbies, food.
The same guy that eats a hot dog while shitting.
Like, not like wakeboarding or.
Wakeboarding.
Even flying a fucking kite. Like, nothing. No like, activity. Hobby. Food.
Are you serious?
Dude, yeah. Like, does he think that that's going to attract a girl in?
Let's look at their mind frame. Do you think that he thinks that makes sense? Like, really? Look at Hannah's mind frame.
Dude, I've known him since I was 3 years
old. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Yes, you know him better than anyone.
I think that maybe he just really likes to taste different kinds of food.
I agree with that, but do you think that he thinks the women will find that attractive?
Fuck, I don't think that he's thinking about how much he likes to taste new food.
That's it, nothing else.
Yeah, so that's him. So that's what he wrote.
Dude, you know what? That's good, though.
I mean, letting people know you're stoned does get you Weedhead fans.
That's what I'm looking for.
And they're good fans.
Man, your future is
They must be good because the biggest concert in the whole entire world, Woodstock.
That was
a long time ago.
No. They just had another one.
Back when weed was cool.
Okay, what's the biggest concert in the whole United States?
Woodstock. Let me pick.
That comes every year.
No, it doesn't.
No, what's the biggest one that's coming every year?
I guess
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's called Ultra, and I'm going to.
What is it called?
I've never even heard of it.
Ultra. It's the biggest Ultra. Rave. The biggest rave in the whole world.
You know,
Ultra Winter Music Festival in Miami.
Ultra.
At Biscayne Park.
Mandy goes there every year.
Yes. The biggest. It's the only concert promoted around the whole world.
I never heard of it.
It's a bunch of worthless drug addicts that just want to eat, and forget about world.
It's 3 days long.
That must be the whole city of Baltimore.
Pennsylvania, your house.
Pennsylvania at your house. So you just called Bama.
No, I'm calling you that, dipshit.
Way off.
I love you.
You're way off, baby.
But I want to spitball. Wait, I forget what I was going to spitball off of.
Dave was trying to use something witty.
No. I don't know, man.
You can get
your Weedhead fans. That's good.
I like Weedhead fans.
They're good fans.
You know what weed's good for?
Making music.
Wasting time.
Making music.
It is good for wasting time.
You just sit around and think of all the cool shit you
No, it actually is true.
I'm
like,
dead serious. I'm not joking.
Missy would tell me all the time, like, maybe I think that you drink too much. It's like, well, when you say that you're bored, as soon as you smoke weed, you're simply not bored anymore. So you're still doing the same thing, only you just smoked weed.
If she wants to alter, I mean, anyone does.
You know what I mean? Like,
you want to alter how you feel.
You know what I mean? Like, right now. Fuck, man, I'm super bored right now. This blows. Oh, a weed? Yeah. Fuck, I'm not bored anymore. I'm still doing the same ass thing, but, like, I'm simply not bored anymore.
Well, that's if you do the same thing, but...
Like
most of the time, that's all that is. I gotta defend my pot smoker.
You're happy doing what you were doing before, which was nothing.
You can get creative as hell when you smoke weed.
It changes your natural state. So
I mean,
tell that to any drug.
Well,
heroin.
Not heroin.
No, not speedball.
Heroin will have you upstate.
You're productive.
The speed bow?
If you're dumb, and you smoke weed, it doesn't make you smarter. You take a pill
of ecstasy, you'll French the fucking shit out of her for fucking 5 hours.
Hey, what'll be wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with it. That's what you'll do.
Ultra.
Good, that's one of the better
drugs. And then if you smoke weed, I guess you'll get creative on painting or something, rapping. Any drug, whether it's illegal or prescribed or whatever, it all alters your mind and makes you do something different.
Hopefully.
If you smoke weed, you get creative on thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't do anything. Exactly.
I wrap my ass off. What are you talking about? You just think about thoughts coming out on the paper, and I can paint on better. I come up with more creative paintings when I smoke weed. It's a win-win situation when you're an artist and smoking
weed. Right there. Not always.
Let me suck that pussy.
I'll tell you when it's not a win situation. If you eat Adderall and smoking weed, you like that? Sometimes I space my head out too much because I'll stare at the computer screen. Yeah, one time I came to see Chad when he was working on Carver City.
Great story.
He didn't leave the studio for about I don't know how he smelled. He smelled like dick.
Because he rolled in there
and I looked at him. He turns around. He's got these circles that are about to reach his chin, and he looks at me with these eyes that felt like they burned through my soul. And he goes,
"You can't see it. You're listening to the fucking."
All right. Well, there is other people here though. Anyway, Chad's eyes are so big.
Listeners, like my eyes look just like this. Get it, every listener?
I don't know.
That's exactly what they looked like. It's what I just did.
Don't you hear how they look?
Okay.
Didn't you hear how they looked?
Let's play The Man Who Will Be King.
Just tell that story.
We don't have that right now.
All right.
Let's tell that story.
Let's play a jam. Night.
I don't have it. We could play a song and then sign out.
Let's keep going. Oh.
White Buffalo.
I'm having fun.
White Buffalo. I don't know.
Why you want to stop a good time, man? Are you the Grinch?
Sometimes.
The Mount Miserable.
I made you a Mount Miserable shirt.
Yeah, and I'm jealous that I don't have one.
Yeah, he don't wear it.
I do wear it. I just didn't wear it to
Let's
paint.
Let's try track one.
I got it.
He stole the logo off the side of a Natty Ice box.
I'll buy it for $20 right now.
You gonna fuck tonight?
Yeah. That's like Chad admitting how miserable he was. He made the shirt. He's like, no,
Mount Miserable Winter 2012. Six.
Who's gonna fuck tonight?
Charles Manson.
Well, Cresta's wife's a half a mile away, so he is.
Cresta. Yeah. Now,
Novak definitely is.
I'm gonna invite.
I definitely am. Chad definitely is.
Wait,
where's your chick?
She's smoking weed.
Speaking of Bam,
she was late for the party.
Man, where's my chick?
Better yet, where the hell are our chicks? They've both been out of the room for fucking ever.
Well, let them be.
Hopefully they're doing something fun.
Well, I am the only person here without a girl.
If they're both sitting on each other's face, I'd be like, wahoo, let me get involved.
You better go to church, Joe.
Let them stay gone.
Leaving you out.
And if I missed it, tell me all about it and I'll jack off to it.
Dude, if you were gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, here's production girl. Let's talk about
it. The fuck is fun?
Give her a microphone.
Hey, yes.
You better tweet about that. You better tweet about that.
Production just got a blunt.
Better tweet about that.
All right, let's talk about production. You and Chad back and forth action.
What?
Well, tweet about the blunt you just got.
I'm going to tweet about it.
I'm a director.
After Chad just talked all that shit, I mean, at the end of the day, the blunt's about to come in. And the blunt's
if you want
to
hear about how many blunts production smokes, you can go to production13 on Twitter.
And figure out how often I'm getting high to get the level of music up a lot higher.
You never tweet when you're getting laid, though, huh?
No, because that's something I don't talk about. You want me to talk about it? I got laid for the first time because I lived at Pam's house.
Oh, really? What a surprise.
Yeah,
for the first time ever?
No, the first time using the fact that I lived at Bam's house to get laid. I was in Barnaby's, and I was 2 a.m. I was with Joe Marcy. I walked up to this girl.
I don't know who that is.
He works.
It's already boring.
This is a great story. So I walk up to this girl. It's 2 a.m. The lights caught on. And I was like, yo, man, can you give me a ride home? She's like, where do you live? I was like, Bam Margera's house. She's like, all right. We walk to her apartment. Walk to it. Get into her car. On the way here, she gets in a motherfucking car accident and sideswipes a truck. And I'm convinced. I swear on my niece's life.
Horrible.
I swear on my niece's life. She sideswipes a truck, runs away. I was like, oh, it's cool. I'll help. It's just the mirror. I'll help you get it on tomorrow. No,
it wasn't that bad of an accident.
You're the man.
The car door couldn't even open.
You're the man.
I still fucked her when I got back here.
The next day
when I looked at her car, it was pretty much totaled, and she drove it out.
Wow, what a loser.
Killian met her.
This radio show is so funny that I can't even really talk anymore. This show goes down in the books.
Just saying, I did get a girl to drive me back here, and she got in a car accident on the way. I still fucked her, and her car was totaled, and she didn't care.
So that's the first time you used BAM as an excuse to get laid here?
That was the first time I used BAM as a way to get laid. I said, let me see if it works, because I never tried it. I've been living here for like 3-4 months. I should be getting laid every night.
Kidding.
But no. So I rolled up at 2 a.m. I'm humble. I mean, I pick up girls on my own. But
I'm bored with this story.
You take up dudes.
I can make this interesting real quick.
All right.
So now, the night before Bam arrives, Bam, I'm going to tell it because I'm going to put this weed story to death because it's boring and it's killing me. So the night before Bam arrives, Crest, you're not even listening. God damn it!
Take production's microphone.
The night before he arrives from Australia, I bring this wombat on to my house, and Apple bought this brand new one piece skirt, and I have this. Everyone wants to fuck her, and they don't understand why she was a scumbag like me. So I love it. So this girl comes, she's like, I want to eat her pussy so bad. I'm like, well, I know that she's only ever fingered a girl in a hot tub. I don't know if she'll do that. Have at it. Long story short, she comes back to the house.
You want the long story?
Dude, look at her legs. Bruised up like fucking Muhammad Ali fight. Her legs are like a Muhammad Ali fight.
Why would his legs? He's a boxer.
No shit.
Yeah, then his legs wouldn't
be beat up.
Maybe you don't get the metaphor.
Thank you. Dude, tell him to fucking quit weed. He's an idiot, man.
Bruised up like Muhammad Ali's legs.
No.
Not like his legs. Like a fight. Like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
whatever,
but he said Muhammad Ali's legs.
Whatever. Like a stripper named Destiny.
Smoking blunt, right. Destiny.
Or Faith.
Faith.
Right. I love your production. It's just a story. You know,
it's just not chastity.
So, anyways. Cresta. So, I walk in the room, right? First, I'm jerking my buddy Barback off on my show. True story told. I can say the.
Why were you doing that?
Because he was passed out and I thought it'd be funny.
And the girl wasn't doing a good enough job.
She was dead asleep next to him. So I'm like, he needs to be jerked off. Because if I was asleep, I would have been jerked off my girlfriend. But his worthless girlfriend's sleeping, so I'm a friend.
Was he sitting there with the H on?
No, but I made it hard. So I'm like, I'm doing that. I'm like, jerking him off.
It's on film, man.
Yeah, I'll show you. So then, but meanwhile,
still watching it.
At my house, house, mine and Apple's house, she's in the fucking bedroom having a raging twosome with another girl. I've never seen her naked.
A twosome? A raging twosome.
That's wild.
You'll appreciate this.
Why are you jerking off a dude?
I'm like, Apple, do you mean to invite
When she drinks tequila, she'll suck a mean
dude,
dick.
Dude, she'll suck the waiter's dick even though his name's Dave.
So she's eating pussy and you're sucking dick.
Well, for the time being, dipshit. But guess where I came at the end of the night?
On her head. You came with me to Chrissy B's house.
Yeah, later. But where did I come, literally?
I don't know. I didn't videotape that part.
Smoking weed, dipshit.
No shit, I was smoking weed.
If you stop smoking weed and pursue women, you'll get what I have.
I got more game than PlayStation. What are you talking about? Another one.
Tweet that, idiot. All right, let me get back to the story. So... I jerk Barback off. I face fuck him. I put my dick in his mouth. I literally face fuck him. It's on film. If you want it,
him.
Call production. We'll send it to you.
Opportune word there.
But no, seriously. So then I come in later.
You're pressing your balls and asshole on his face, and he's going.
Yo, Novak goes, go check out this hot bitch.
I feel certain way about that.
So I open up the door to see who Apple's in bed with, this other blonde girl. The music comes in from the other room. This girl starts dancing in her sleep. Novak's like, I was like, is she seizing out? And her whole body's shaking. We realize she's trying to dance to the music as the door's open. What are you tweeting?
No, I'm talking
to you. Tweet about my blunt.
So, Creston, I walk in. This is the night before last. I'm gonna get to last night in a minute. I walk in. She's a raging lesbo. Like, the bitch is fingering her. Like, she can't get enough of everything. So I'm into it. So I jerk off. I come on her ass because I don't want to make the other girl feel uncomfortable. You know, because I don't want to be a creepy guy. She really didn't want me. She wanted my girlfriend.
I don't want to be a creepy guy, guys.
You're like the definition of creep.
You just rub your asshole and balls over the barber's face after jerking them off to you.
Well, that was 10 minutes prior to coming on this PHATS. Dude, you want to see the fattest ass in the world, PHAT? Show them your ass. All right.
I wouldn't know if it's PHAT. You got ass production.
But you know what happened last night? I'm going to tell you what happened last night. You know what? Bane won't, but I can. I can talk about this.
Yeah.
And he's involved, but he isn't. So we decided to go to bed at 4 a.m. Me, Bane,
why not his retire
friend,
early?
His friend and my girlfriend, we go to bed. We fuck like stallions. And in the middle of fucking, kiss her, finger, eat her out. They loved it. It wasn't even weird because they're attracted to each other, you know?
What dudes?
I know.
Creston, what do you think of that story? Did I let you down?
He was not let down.
Well, dude, can I tell you that people will pay a lot of money for this kind of porno? For real?
You never filmed it.
Yeah. How did your porno do in sales? The one that you were in.
I never would do that.
Oh, suck.
You weren't in one?
The problem is that you have a little mini heart.
I didn't think you were.
Oh, suck.
I would never do that.
I heard that you were.
That's the biggest lie in the world.
Oh, really? Because I have 20 copies.
I never saw it.
Dude, they're all trying to be funny. Ha, ha, ha. Real funny.
Oh, it's so funny. I have 20 copies in the laundry room.
Real
go
funny.
Go look for yourself.
Real funny, pal. That's my best friend trying to make me look.
Oh, yeah. There's a war going on.
My best friend trying to make me look an idiot. If you listen to him, you're a moron.
I thought it was a rumor.
Or I could just play it for you if you don't remember.
All right, yeah. Of course, he'll do that. He likes to push the boundary.
That's 20 copies.
He likes to push.
You have 20 copies of a rumor?
Yeah.
I'll give everyone in this room a copy of
the
rumor.
You have 20 copies of a rumor. You like to push the boundaries, boy.
Oh, yeah, they digitally put you in there.
Stop pushing the boundaries, boy.
Trouble used the photocopier out there. Made
are you smoking Productions blunt, Chad?
Yeah, tweet about that.
I did. I took a picture of Chad as soon as he grabbed it.
That's so a better story. Well, me smoking the blunt.
Why? Your fans know you smoke weed. They come with fucking brownies to every single show, and I'm in love every time. I'm like, where's the weed brownies at? Every CKY show, some fan always has weed brownies.
I go to definitely concerts to get free weed brownies.
I know. No, I go to the concert.
What if you just
went
to a concert for a free weed brownie?
I never got any free weed brownies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see? Even Abby's calling
that
you
was
out.
Funny.
See, just tried to lie. They were in her bag.
I never got any. Though.
Every CKY show I go to, you remember the St. Patty's Day one where Conchetta showed up with Irish potatoes for us?
I do remember that.
Yeah, don't talk about her. She doesn't like to be talked about.
I like
we'll
her.
We'll get emails forever.
Well, weed brownies do end up at CKY shows, and that isn't the only thing. Everything else is kick ass.
What?
Everything else is kick ass at the show. Every time I give you a high five, like you try and put someone down. Yeah, except for Chad.
Woodstock.
Chad just wants to be up there. That's because I'm not a rocker. I'm a rapper.
He's now stoned. He's all fucking.
I'm trying to use rock lingo so you guys can understand me.
What up?
I gotta use rock lingo. Because when I use my rap lingo, you guys seem to not understand it.
Woodstock, CKY, and kick ass are production's entire knowledge of rock and roll.
Yeah. We were talking about people that look like skinny heroin addicts. I couldn't think of any of them.
All right. Let's talk about the top 10 skinny hot.
I couldn't hear you.
Artists that look like they could be on heroin, but they're hot to trot.
Villa Vallow. Steven Tyler.
Pete Daugherty.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
You know him. You're a music entrepreneur.
Living Things.
What about
three bands that played over.
Caesar's Palace, at least there.
It was about the week.
He killed himself, but
you're thinking about Crash Diet.
No. I want to
Crash Diet. No, Crash Diet is it's a miracle. That's
but fun. I want to smoke crack. Who sings that?
The Caesars.
The Caesars, and what he doesn't look anything
every
like
junkie
that.
Under the L.
All right, I'm wrong.
Well, when you asked me that same thing, I was like, "Oh yeah, that him guy that you guys like."
What do you want to hear, Krusta?
You didn't finish the one from last night.
He still wants to hear about the threesome.
What do you want to know where I came?
Your fans want to hear.
Do you want to know where I came?
No.
What do you want to know?
You didn't finish where he came.
Right? Yeah, where did you?
That's what Krusta wants to know.
I don't want to know.
Can I speak
so where
clearly?
Did you come?
Yeah. I came in her, and I'll tell you why.
Boring.
Because I want her to have a baby by me.
Ah. That's the rig reveal.
I'm going to marry her, yeah. So you heard it first, faggots.
Yeah, Minnie Novak running around.
There's a reverend in the house. We could do it right now.
I got to buy her a ruby. Let me steal one.
Get out of my face.
Give me this.
You can't take that.
Something. I'm going to marry Apple with it.
His way of... Okay. Don't you think that would be sucky if...
You can't propose
babe,
to Apple with
this is,
Bam.
Here's right. your wedding ring. I took it from Bam.
Yeah.
Now, this is your new wedding ring because I took it from Bam.
It's a story you'll never forget. Right or wrong?
Stories you'd want to.
Who cares if I go to... Who cares if I go to Neiman Barges and buy a ring?
Neiman Barges? Where's Neiman Fargan?
Most expensive shop.
Up
Jerome's
asshole.
Pet shop
I don't
ever.
Know the fuck where it is, dude. All I know Jesse is that there. It's about the story. You know what? It's about the destination, not the ending.
The journey.
White Buffalo.
Not the destination.
Chat White Buffalo, track one.
I don't have it. White Buffalo.
You just put it in.
Is that what it is? Track one.
Look at production and Chad making peace over a joint.
Hey.
Am I right, Krusta? Look at Krusta.
That couldn't happen anyway.
Am I right? He loved it.
Dude, It's like.
Well, right, Cresta?
You pass a blunt around and it's just.
Dude,
it's
you guys
social.
Just united over a goddamn blunt.
That's
man.
The whole story of Woodstock,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, 7-6.
That is the end result.
United
over the blunt.
They
all smoked weed and they had a good time.
That is why me and production know each other. I went in to get a cell phone. We ended up smoking a joint in the back.
Like, really? That's
you
serious.
Say it.
Right.
Yeah, he worked at the T-Mobile.
Tell me, Chad.
Anyway. Before we play White Buffalo, Mavs, knock.
Hey, I want to tell everyone.
Let him talk.
All right.
Whoa.
Bam's Painting Gallery Show, April 7th, James Oliver Gallery, 723 Chestnut, 4th floor, Philadelphia.
And then Max Fish in New York City after that, and then I'm probably going to have one in Westchester.
Yeah.
Westchester.
And say it
again.
April 7th, Bam's Gallery Show, James Oliver Gallery, 723 Chestnut Street, 4th floor, Philadelphia.
And then I'm going to spitball off that. There is a new book out by Novak. It's called You Can't Do That
Or
Here.
I'll just speedball.
It's called everyone shut up.
You can't do that
I
here.
Can't tell them to shut up. But everyone else shut up. Except Chad.
I'm gonna say hi to my buddy Barry down there in Baltimore. What's right. up, Scott? My sponsor, fresh out of jail.
My new book is called You Can't Do That Here. It's coming out in special edition. And if you want it,
you're not even halfway done yet.
I'm way past halfway, idiot. Way past.
You only have 10 stories.
Okay, you said that you want to put what you wrote on a piece of paper. Do you know how long it takes for either Mohawk to take a photo of it and then print it, or go to Kinko's and scan it?
I just know that I'm done writing it.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's going to take 3 more months.
But you're bagging it, you said.
I have to read it first.
You think I'll let you down, pal? You know.
Haven't you not?
You think I'd let you down?
Mum's the word. Let's listen to a song. But hey,
Bam, would I steal your credit card? Would I wreck your nice Mercedes, Bing? Would I do? I'm your best friend, Bing.
You know.
Would I take your jacket? Oh, shit, I'm wearing it. Would I take your sock? Oh, fuck, I'm wearing them too.
All right, that's all bullocks, but for real. Dream Seller fans, my new book, I finished writing it, and it'll probably be out within the year. It's called You Can't Do That Here. Pay attention. It's a, what are we calling it?
I don't know, just buy me a beer, Bing.
No, a special edition. Special edition.
What's making it special? You're going to cut something out of the later edition.
Cut the limited edition.
Exactly. My dude, he'll tell you.
You mean it's not going to be, it's going to be independently released.
Yeah, I'm not going with the publisher this time.
Right.
Fuck publisher.
Well, that's cool. That gives more incentive for people to get a copy.
Yeah. And you know what? When I was in prison, every letter I got, they're like, dude, the book was the best chain. Like, please write a new one. Dude, suit and ties get involved. Drivers get involved. Lawyers get involved. I'm the last one to see a goddamn dollar.
Dude, a lawyer will... Because they're in control of the money.
Yeah.
They will take it all.
But what's the driver doing?
The driver's driving the lawyer.
Yeah, what the fuck is the driver have to do?
What's Cleveland doing during all
this? Because everyone gets
it. The driver takes the money. The lawyer takes the money. The assistant takes it.
The lawyer has everything.
What's the driver?
They all do.
Don't even get me started on the janitor.
What driver?
The publisher has a suit and tie that agrees with the publisher. The suit and tie has a suit and tie that agrees with him.
And then the driver takes $200 to take me from New York to Philadelphia.
And that's out of my fucking pocket. Okay. Sick of it.
Yeah,
because I wrote the fucking $200,
Chad.
The driver.
You can't do that here.
Motherfucking driver.
What the fuck you take a cab
Super
for?
Fresh takes like $35 every time I go in.
You can't do that here, faggots.
He calls everybody faggots, but yeah, he was jerking bar.
I know. You're the last person to call all of us faggots.
But look at this hot pussy I fuck.
Yeah, but you jacked off Barback the other night.
For a comical review.
It's a fucking smoke screen.
You're a smoke screen, fucking Woodstock. Shut up. You smoke weed and do nothing.
I'm in there just bangaranging tracks out.
He's bangaranging a fucking 10-track CD player. Wow.
Bangarang.
Can't wait to fuck a CD player. That's going to be great.
He's all swaddled and pissed.
I fuck a wet, hot 23-year-old pussy 10 years younger than me every night. Yeah. Had a foursome
maybe 11
last night, but I'm worried.
Good job, Chad. There it is once again.
Well, how's that? My
classic
fault?
Chad.
Because you're right there.
Vintage Chad.
What, I knocked a painting down?
Yeah, last time you were here, he flipped a beer all over the thing.
No, Bam did that.
How would I do it? I'm right here. Right. Just tell me it's not broken.
It's not my fucking problem. I didn't really mean to do it.
Neither does Cleveland mean
that's called a fucking
put
accident.
Cigarettes out on my laptop.
Okay. Accidents can be forgiven.
It's just a frame, I can fix.
Yeah. Novak didn't mean to wreck my car
All
either.
State. Big they deal. Have accident forgiveness with them.
Fucking frame.
It looks more broken than I thought it was.
It's fucking, the frame is busted. Learn how to fix wood. Remember the hole.
Why do I have to fix
the hole in my fucking bathroom
Singer,
still?
Back in.
Because you haven't done it yet.
Well, you haven't fixed the frame yet.
I
either.
Gave you $100.
Oh, what? For this frame?
That shirt alone is $100. And then I also gave you $100.
I didn't ask to be traded a shirt. You still busted it.
Because I'm a nice fucking friend.
I didn't punch the fucking frame.
I thought of you when I saw it.
I didn't punch the frame. It was an accident, remember?
It's the dumbest hole in the world, and it's the cheapest hole to fix.
It is. It's a pain in the ass.
Kevin could do it in $11.
Probably. Probably. Yeah, I don't think I took the $100.
And I still keep hearing about it, and it happened a year and a half ago.
On the radio.
I know. Well, that's remember how I said you were like, how much is it going to cost?
Novak wrecks an $80,000 car. I'm hearing about an $11 damaged hole of drywall.
He has $50 more to complain
about. I just fixed all the holes. That's the problem.
There's one hole.
Now there is. There was none hole.
You had one hole.
Well, hole in one. Go.
I won.
Four.
Novak's have two.
So do you have to fork over your credit card like I had to do with you to fix this?
It's a frame, dude. I'll check it out when I'm not recording.
Frames are expensive. I know. I'm doing an art show.
The glass didn't
April
break.
April 7th.
Art show. Gallery. Look at him blow this little frame that's not broken out of control.
It's broken as hell. What are you talking about?
Dude,
you
broke it. It's a glass cover. Is that broken?
The frame part.
The glass.
I don't really care. I'm just saying.
The glass would be the scary part.
But I'm not. A year and a half won't go by, and I won't bust your balls about $100 fixing job of a frame.
Fact is, you think it's funny, and that's all. That's why I bring it up.
I think it's funny. Frames are expensive.
Gigi's still up.
There he is.
Yep, there he is.
I'll fix that frame.
Vito and Gigi.
It's gonna cost. I'm gonna have to.
Can we play the I'll Kill Him song and it'll leave for a model named Brandon? Me and Bam's name.
I said nobody knows Gigi Allen! I'll kill him! Kiss your ass. Oh, but nobody here holds my foot. Oh, I don't need your cutting shit. Someone's right, won't take a fit. Fighting you slow. I've never got a run. Fighting you slow. Yeah. All I got a run for you. But you want me more and more. Let me fix your heart. Ah, why did you go? Why did you go? I'm never gonna run. Why did you go? You
got Gee Gee Allin mixed in with a little Whitney. What the fuck?
We're playing White Buffalo, and we're already over anyway.
I have a track one.
Oh, you get two.
Track one.
Living Romance.
What is it?
Where's Dinky B?
No, that was Let Me Romance.
White Buffalo.
She's out eating Bethany out somewhere.
Lifeless, limp, and broken hearts are dead. I should have just stayed home instead. Stayed alive. When the letter arrives, it glistens in mother's eyes.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.